Hello, everybody. We're bringing back our popular podcast, Hope for the Heart. And we're starting today with a very old song I wrote. It's actually a song of great comfort. It's called All I Ever Do Is Love You, and you'll hear me playing the oboe at the beginning. Everybody. Now, some people think that God has sent this coronavirus to teach us a lesson, to be like a judgment on mankind. Now, I'm sure that there are consequences when we sin, and sometimes by letting go of God, we actually release all kinds of things that can go wrong in our world. But Psalm 46 reassures us that God is on our side. It emphasizes that God is our special friend. One translation, the Passion Bible, says this: God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in times of trouble and always available when I need you. You are more than enough. So we will never fear, even when every structure of support begins to crumble away. In the NIV, more well known, it says this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Yes, a refuge, a friend, a very present help in trouble. But how do we find refuge in him? How do we do it? Remember, he is a friend who stays closer than a brother. He is there right beside you, right now. And he wants you to talk to him about your fears, the things you need. And when I was talking to him, doing this very thing myself, I felt he gave me a personal promise during this lockdown, that he would look after Tracy and myself, because we haven't been well at all, and so we haven't been able to go out or do anything ourselves. Well, on Monday, it was really put to the test, because the worst possible thing happened. Tracy's computer completely packed up. No power, it just died. Now, she does all her Facebook page on it, her own writing and editing of her books. She keeps in touch with her friends. You know, the prospect of not getting it mended for some months seemed extremely daunting. So I said that there must be a solution. I said, Lord, please show us, because you, dear Jesus, know what to do. You're our friend, our helper, a very present help in times of trouble. Well, I rang our computer man, and he obviously didn't want to come to our house, knowing that we'd got it. And yet a brilliant idea seemed to come into our minds. He suggested we put the computer, sanitized, into the porch. He would come and get it and bring it back when it was mended. And to our amazement, within half a day, it was fixed. Isn't that marvellous? Another thing, we needed some shopping, and there was absolutely no slots on Sainsbury's or any other website for that matter. I'd tried all the time to find one, no go. But on Saturday evening, I had this slight nudge, just a very slight nudge in my heart, look on the website now. So I went to Sainsbury's, and to my shock and disbelief, there was one slot. So I quickly got it. We're expecting a shop this evening. God is good. God is there as our support. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Start talking to him. Start sharing your heart with him. Be still, says Psalm 46, and know that I am God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll give us special peace and reassurance at this time, that we can really trust you and find you to be our amazing and dependable provider. In Jesus' name we pray and praise you. Amen.
Or let you down.